or that this will happen? What I didn't know is that those are the sorts of questions that I would be asking many years later as a social psychologist. My early life informed my decision to become a social psychologist as well. I was raised in a lower middle class household. Money was often very tight. I often wondered, does money increase happiness? Social psychologists have a lot to say about that, and we're going to be talking about that throughout the series. But one thing that I found was that if you have enough money, after that point, it doesn't really matter. But getting enough money will dramatically increase your happiness. Going from that lower middle class household to a household where we didn't have to worry about whether we were going to be able to pay our bills, we did become happier. But after that, money did not play any role in our happiness. Growing up, I would often see people volunteering their time and their money toward causes. They seemed happy, but that happiness was confusing to me. Why are they happy to give away their money? Later on, we're going to be